Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest today is Education Coordinator Jeff Long. Jeff is in charge of the National Archery in the Schools program, NASP. Jeff, give us a little bit of background on the NASP program in North Dakota.
Well, the NASP program in North Dakota started in 2003. It had started nationally a couple years before that. It was an initiative out of Kentucky to increase the numbers of not only sport shooters but hunters in that state that they were losing rapidly, and it quickly caught on and moved into other states, including North Dakota.
Okay, and it's in our schools.
Oh yeah, it's in 170. It's been implemented in 175 schools in North Dakota, and we're still growing. I have several schools that we're putting in place right now and on through the spring.
How many kids per school, or how many kids statewide?
You know, it's hard to do a per school because it depends on the size of the district, size of the school. Of course, it's a very popular program in any school, but you know, statewide, we had the NASP started an online reporting feature this year to try to really get a better grasp on those numbers. And we had roughly 10,000 kids that were reported through the system. I expect that number to go up as this is the first year of the reporting system.
Okay, what year was it started in North Dakota?
2003.
Okay, and it's rapidly grown since then.
Yeah, we've been on a steady growth ever since then. You know, some years, and I haven't figured out what it is, but some years we just have, you know, a large number of inquiries and startups. Other years, but it's always growing.
Okay, and it's very safe.
Yeah, you know, reasons why administrators, principals, PE teachers like the program, they're looking at safety. They're looking at an all-inclusive sport. So boys and girls line up on the same line and participate at the same time. All sizes, all shapes, all grades, and even kids. We've had kids that are state tournament and in local shoots, wheelchairs, crutches. We have a kid that shoots with a mouth tab. He shoots one-armed. So those are the kinds of things they're looking at. And of course, top of the list is safety. And NASP still boasts with 2.3 million kids a year nationally doing this, they still have a 100% perfect safety record.
It really is an individual activity or an individual sport.
Yeah, archery at its core is an individual sport, and there's been a lot of interest in those types of sports. Of course, you know, your team sports, your more classic ball sports are great for many kids, but there's some limitations there. It is if you're not tall enough to dunk the ball, you can only get so far. Archery being an individual sport, and just the way, just what you need to have to be successful, or at least have fun, but to be successful at archery, is really yourself, and you're competing against yourself, and how much time you put into it is, you're going to get out of it what you put into it, okay? The other thing is, it's mostly a mental sport. People think of it as active because they're drawing, they're shooting, there's things happening that way, they're retrieving arrows, but really what it comes down to is it's a mental sport. You have to train yourself mentally, and there's very few sports that you can train yourself, and you can actually do that with archery.
A lot of schools start early in the fall.
Yeah, we've seen, and this has been happening nationally as the tournament series have been growing. The numbers of kids at those tournaments has been growing. The popularity is growing. We've seen programs starting earlier and earlier and earlier. Some of them starting as early as October, even September. The school has to offer it during school hours in order to be considered an active NASP school and be eligible for tournaments. So they got to satisfy that requirement. So some of them offer that PE class right away in the fall, in September, early October, just to kind of get it out of the way, if you will. But then the after school programs are what's really starting to ramp up and get very active earlier and earlier in the year.
A number of schools host their own tournament.
Yeah, in fact, this year, from this point forward, we already have 2 weekends behind us of tournaments in local towns and cities, and there's only a couple from now till the state tournament where there isn't a NASP tournament somewhere, or more than one somewhere in the state of North Dakota.
When is the state tournament, Jeff? And you have a lot of exciting things to offer at the state tournament.
Yeah, the state tournament this year is March 23rd and 24th in Minot. We have a lot of really neat things coming up. The last couple years, we've been giving away college scholarship money, and we'll do that again this year. It's been $20,000. There's a national initiative that matches everything we can raise. So we have a NASP committee, if you will, made up of coaches, teachers, administrators, parents who help out with the program. They're a nonprofit, and they've been fundraising. In the last 2 years, they've been able to raise $10,000, which matched by NASP is $20,000. So we give those away to the top 5 boys and top 5 girls overall at the tournament. Last year, for the first time, we had a donor come forth and donated a pronghorn hunt in Wyoming. It was all inclusive, meals, processing, actually head mount, the whole thing. And then Matthew's Bows donated a bow. So that's going to happen again this year. We received a call the other day, and that's happening again for sure, the whole thing, including the mount. We have, of course, the Academic Archer Program, which we've talked about in the past. It rewards archers not just for their archery performance, but also their academic performance. So linking those two things together is really important since it is a school initiative. And last year, we also launched, kind of late in the year, an achievement program where kids can earn pins for scores that they shoot, their best scores that they shoot at certain benchmarks at any NAS tournament in North Dakota. And so this year that's running full scale and it's been very well received.
Anything else new at the state tournament this year, Jeff?
Yeah, this year an archery coach from a small college in South Dakota, Yankton, South Dakota, that has an archery team, they're building a program, is going to be coming up to North Dakota to make college scholarship offers to that school, to the top three shooters at the tournament.
Any other archery activities at the state tournament?
Yeah, well, there's a variety of archery activities. We have an area called the Fun Zone where there's a variety of different activities that they can participate in. We'll have a whole new initiative in there this year where they can try out a different style bow. The tournament now includes two tournaments in one, if you will. The standard bullseye tournament, they call it, which is the Olympic style target that we're all familiar with. And a few years ago, they started the NASP 3D program. It was actually a joint project between them and the IBO, where the kids, they've developed a tournament format using the 3D animals or foam animal targets, game animal targets. But the range movements and the whistles, they're very familiar with the setting. It's just a different target, and they do shoot at different distances. So, you know, it grows every year. Last year we saw a massive growth, a lot of interest in the 3D. It was our second year doing it. The first year, they were maybe a little unaware, some of the kids and even some of the coaches. You know, the coaches aren't necessarily archery enthusiasts. They're PE teachers, a lot of them. And they weren't aware what a 3D was. Well, then when they came up to the tournament and the kids saw these 3D animals sitting out and other kids shooting them, they got excited. And so that program last year, that tournament last year, we saw over 25% increase in one year.
Wow. And the state tournament is where?
It's in Minot at the All Events Arena, which is at the State Fair Center.
Any grant money available for schools that aren't in the program and want to start the program?
Yeah, we have both state grants through the Game and Fish, and there's also a national grant that comes through a variety of donors through NASP that can be combined to help schools pay for about half of the startup cost for the initial equipment that they need.
Who can they contact if they want more information about the NASP program?
They can contact me at 328-6322.
A lot of good information, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you.
The North Dakota National Archery in the Schools program state tournament will be held March 23rd and 24th at the State Fair Center in Minot. For more information about the NASP tournament, contact Jeff Long at 328-6322.
For Education Coordinator Jeff Long and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us this week for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.